with us. And I'm also glad that we have a fine musician from the Pittsburgh Youth Pops or Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra with us today. I was trying to scratch my head as to whether I had met Sophia before, and we realized that her sister, who is now in 12th grade, played piano here earlier. Her dad is here with her today, as well as her brother, Christopher. You'll get a chance to meet her a little bit more throughout this segment. But first, we will hear the harp of Sophia Lee.
Thank you.
Sophie, what was the, or Sophia, what was the name of that?
That was Fairy, Prelude and Dance by Marcel Tournier.
Hang on, we're going to make sure that microphone is there so I can be sure I'm hearing you. Could you tell me again?
That was Fairy.
Hey, Andy, I need a little support there on that microphone for some reason. We could use this one if need be, just if you want to just. Oh, that works. I was going to say we could put. We actually are doing a little remodeling here right now. So, thanks. That's perfect, Andy. So, tell me again. It only counts if we get to hear it. Tell me again the name of it.
Fairy, Prelude and Dance by Marcel Tournier.
That was really nice. Just kind of majestic to listen and. Also very relaxing. Do you find, like, do you ever play to reduce stress? That might seem like a funny question, but do you ever, like, feel like if you're all keyed up, you can just kind of relax?
Actually, yes, I do. And also, I don't know if you know this, but harp has been used for music therapy for patients who are in the hospital to help them relax, and it actually helps them recover better.
I didn't know that. I know that a little bit about music therapy from... You know, some people very close to me, including my own mother, reacting well to it. But harp would be a particularly restful or centering kind of instrument. It's pretty hard to think of anything else while you're listening to the harp,
definitely.
Because of the number of tones on it. You're in eighth grade, so you're 13?
Yes, that's correct.
And how long have you been playing harp?
I've been playing harp for 3.5 years.
Wow, and you're so accomplished. How did you learn?
I've been taking lessons from Gretchen Van Hoosen, who is the principal harpist for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And I actually got interested in harp because one of our family friends used to play, and we went to one of her concerts, and immediately, as soon as I heard it, I fell in love, and, well, the rest is history.
Yeah, so you're about 10, and you hear somebody play the harp. Do you remember what you were thinking?
I was just like, wow, that's just so amazing. I couldn't believe that something that it was so beautiful.
Now, I'm looking, 7, 14, 21... 28, 35, I don't know if my math is right, about 43 strings?
Actually, there's 47 strings, so 47. You're pretty close.
I was trying to go in groups of seven or so. And the red strings are those C? Or?
So the red, there's three different colors. There's the clear, the red, and the black strings.
Mm-hmm.
And the red strings are C strings, and the F strings are black, and all the rest are clear. And the reason they're colored is because it would be really difficult to tell what pitch you're playing if they all just look the same. So,
well, and I think the reason I'm bringing this up is you may not be accustomed to seeing a harp up close. So if you were here with Sophia and me, when you see a harp from far away, it looks like all the strings are the same color.
Right.
But as you get closer, not that I think it makes it that easy, it can't, but the strings are, as Sophia just pointed out, the red strings define an octave at C. Now, for sharps and flats, is there a pedal that lets you sort of tilt the notes or bend them up and
down?
Yes.
On the bottom, there are 7 pedals.
Wow.
3 on the left and 4 on the right. And each one corresponds to a different letter of the music alphabet. So whenever you push a pedal, either up or down, it changes it to sharp or flat.
Oh, yeah. You would need to do that. You couldn't, because you would want, in some keys, you would want some notes to stay still on their major key and
right.
Other notes. Gosh. I mean, Do you have any idea who came up with the technology behind a harp? Have you ever looked into that?
Okay, well, the harp is really old. Its history is really long. And it actually originated whenever there was hunters, like a long time ago. They would pluck on the string of their bow and they realized that it would make noise. And then they began to be like, oh, this is actually pretty nice. And then they began to develop it. And so, yeah.
Neat. So they began plucking on... oh, I see. I got it. The bow... When you said bow, I was thinking like a violin bow.
Yeah.
On a bow,
a
bow and arrow. So they'd pluck on the bow, the vibration of the bow gave them the idea of adding more strings and making the harp. How cool.
Yes.
So school, let's see, North Allegheny has this crazy intermediate senior high school thing. It's not crazy. It's just different.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think, you will enter... a new school this fall, yes, right? You'll be
correct.
At the intermediate senior high.
Right.
So from middle school is 8th and 9th grade at North Allegheny. And
no. Okay, so the elementary school is K through 5. Middle school is 6 through 8. The intermediate is 9 and 10. And then the senior high is 11th and 12th.
So will you be combined with other students when you go to the new school?
Yes, there's 3 middle schools, so all of them combine into the intermediate.
Wow, that's a big because the class is what, about 1,000 or
no,
so?
No, it's only like 650.
Oh, it's not as bad or not as big as people have told me. So not that that's a bad thing, but
yeah.
Are you excited about progressing, because there's probably a bigger orchestra if you play in a school orchestra?
Yes. Well, yes, I'm really excited to go to high school. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm definitely excited.
Yeah, do you feel more nervous than you might have been than when you went to middle school, or less? I think middle school transition's really hard.
Yes. Actually, I'm not as nervous because all throughout my life, the first school I went to was my elementary school, and that was the first school I went to. So this was the first time I was changing schools. And now that I've gone through it, I realize that it's not as bad, so it's not as nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I think about that a lot because I can remember those days really clearly. And high school was a little scary just because, it was a bigger building and everything. But going from 6th to 7th, or in some cases 5th to 6th, when you change buildings, that can be pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots more I want to talk about, but why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to play next?
The next piece I will be playing is Largo by J.S. Bach, and it's arranged by Marcel Grangini.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, it's a real pleasure. We're going to let her just get situated. Once again, you're listening to our Youth Expression Showcase this morning. Thanks for doing it. Sophia Lee is a harpist with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Her dad and her brother Christopher are here with us. Maybe we'll talk with Christopher a little later if he's so inclined. It's 25 minutes after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. Sophia Lee at the Saturday Light Brigade. And, you know, there's so many things that go on in the studio, and you're not watching Sophia and me while Sophia is busy playing those 47 strings. I'm busy looking at screens and doing all sorts of things. By the way, WRCT Pittsburgh has just joined us, owing to the weather outside. They've rejoined our feed this morning, and we're really appreciative of your being here this morning. I'm curious, about your playing. Have you thought about what you might like to do after graduation? I know it's early, you know, and it's kind of a cliche question, but something tells me you have talents in lots of areas.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I really enjoy playing music, and I definitely know that I want to have continue playing harp throughout my life. But I'm not sure to what extent it'll be. I'm not sure if I want to make it a career or just as a hobby. So,
is there sort of a harp community in the Pittsburgh area? There must be.
Yes, there is. Okay. Well, there's this national society called the American Harp Society, and there's a Pittsburgh chapter, and of course I belong to it, and we do lots of stuff together. We have, sometimes we have like parties, and we have recitals, and we do some public events. Every other year, we do a Christmas ensemble at the PPG Winter Garden.
Oh, that would be nice down there. Can you play a harp outside? Does it carry well enough?
I've never actually tried it. I'm sure it's possible, but I'm not sure how well it would be heard because sound sort of just, like, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I know that's a strange question. I was just thinking about that. Is it probably would be a little hard to get all of the strings balanced the way they mm-hmm. need to be. What other things do you like to do?
Well, I'm an avid reader, and I'm also a fencer.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. What made you get interested in fencing?
Well, again, one of my friends was a fencer, and she convinced me to try out the summer camp, and I just thought it was such a great sport, and I just have been continuing since.
Ricky fenced my wife over there for a little bit, and I think it would be kind of fun to learn how to do that. I wanted to get back to the harp community because I meant to ask you if you have an idea of the rough number of harp players in the region. Is it a few hundred, maybe?
No,
it can't be
definitely
that many.
Not that many.
Yeah.
I would say probably under 100.
Wow.
Yes.
So probably if somebody had their heart set on having a harp at their wedding or at some sort of affair, they go to the club maybe, or has that happened to you yet? Have you been asked to play harp?
Yes, I actually have, but unfortunately I had a different commitment that day, so I couldn't participate. But there's lots of other people. There's a fair number of harpers in the community. There's enough who can go and play also if someone else can't do
it. So we have enough harp capacity to reach the demand, which I'm sure is elastic. It probably goes up and down at various times. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge? You mentioned Gretchen earlier, but I want to be sure you have a chance to mention anybody that you'd like.
Yes, I would like to say thank you to Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Saturday Light Brigade for coordinating this event for me. It's such a great honor for me to be on this radio.
Oh, thank you.
And I would also like to thank my parents and my teacher, Ms. Van Hoosen, for their unwavering support and encouragement.
Oh, that's great. And to have supportive adults like that in your life is just a tremendous thing. You've got one more song to do, I think. And then after you're done, if Chris... Oh, he's shaking his head no. So do you want to say anything? No? Okay. How old is Christopher?
He's 11 and he's in fifth grade.
Is he always this quiet? I can't imagine that being the case. But that's okay. Christopher, if you change your mind, let me know. What would you like to close with?
Okay, the last piece I'll be playing is Fire Dance by David Watkins.
Oh, excellent.
And it's part of a suite of three pieces, and this is the finale.
Thank you. And Sophia, we really appreciate your being here. Sophia Lee from Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. I'll bet you're going to head straight to practice after. Are you practicing?
Yes, yeah. I am.
So we thank the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra for allowing Sophia a little time off to play on the radio this morning. Here she is again. Just terrific. Thank you very much to Sophia Lee. There's Tracy Drock just coming in. Great to see Tracy. And there are some other, I can't, there, everybody's here. And you're going to hear some more live music coming up in just a few moments. If you would like to play during our Youth Expression Showcase, we'd love to have you. There's always room for more. And you can get in touch with Liz Adams, who coordinates everything. She is available at liz@slbradio.org. And our thanks again to Sophia for just a beautiful harp serenade this morning.
Awake, awake.